What's new in the world of science out there with CERN? You've been following that. Have they found the God particle yet? Are they getting any closer?
Well, yeah, the CERN machine, the Large Hadron Collider, is our baby. It's the machine that we created. And we hope to test string theory with the machine. We hope to create what is called dark matter. And if we can create dark matter, I mean, that would send shockwaves throughout the whole physics community. Now, if we find the Higgs boson, the so-called God particle, that would not upset physics so much because we all believe it exists. It's the last piece of the jigsaw puzzle for the Standard Model. But the Standard Model of particles, which contains quarks, neutrinos, and electrons, is one of the ugliest theories known to science. And it's hard to believe that Mother Nature could create a theory so ugly at the most fundamental level. That's why we assume that this so-called Standard Model with 36 quarks and three generations of protons or whatever, that this Standard Model is really the lowest vibration of a string. And that would be the most elegant, most beautiful way to summarize this ugly theory called the Standard Model, which we are testing with this $10 billion machine.
I can't tell you, Dr. Kako, how many people have come up to me just in the last few months with this question that we all try to answer. Why are we here? Who are we? What is it all about? How does science look at that question? Because, you know, assuming there's more to life than what we think, how does science look at the question of just why are we here?
Well, Stephen Hawking, my colleague, wrote a book that while he was on the Larry King show, he's been doing a lot of interviews because the book is about purpose. Does the universe have a purpose? And just so I give you the conclusion of the book, he says that the theory of everything is probably string theory, which is what I do for a living.
Right. Yeah, we had his co-author on who basically paraphrased and said that he didn't say there's not a God, but he's not saying God created the universe.
Well, the book seems to indicate, I have a copy of the book. The book concludes and says that, yeah, the theory of everything is most likely string theory. String theory, in turn, gives you a multiverse, a universe of soap bubbles where bubbles pop into existence and create other bubbles. Therefore, he says, and this is the big conclusion that the media then pounced on, therefore, you don't need a God. Not that God doesn't exist, but
right.
You don't need him because these universes create baby universes, and baby universes create grandbaby universes. And these bubbles percolate and bump into each other and create other bubbles, and you have the constant creation of universes. So parallel universes, just straight out of science fiction, straight out of Star Trek, are being created even as we speak, and therefore we don't need a creator. So that's what generated all the publicity. My attitude is a little bit different because my question is then, well, where did string theory come from?
Exactly.
I mean, if string theory is the architecture that gives you self-perpetuating parallel universes, and I write about this in a previous book of mine, Parallel Worlds, then where did that theory come from? And this is what Einstein grappled with. Einstein knew that there was this theory of everything. But then he asked an even deeper question. Why should it be that way?
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, he was led to God. That is, he was led to the God of harmony, the God of Spinoza, the God of Leibniz, that the universe was so beautiful. It didn't have to be that way. It could have been random. It could have been ugly. And here we have this gorgeous theory, the theory of music. I mean, who would have thought that the universe could be explained in the language of music?
True, yeah.
That it was too beautiful to have been created as an accident. So, again, we have two different points of view, one taken by Stephen Hawking, who says, therefore, we don't need a God. Maybe God exists, but we don't need him. And then we have Einstein's point of view, who says, now, wait a minute, not so fast. Where did the theory itself come from, right? And that's why Einstein was led to religion, or at least to think about the whole question of a creator and beauty, elegance, simplicity in the universe. So it's a rather sophisticated question.
Of those two paths, which one do you go down?
I think Einstein was really onto something because he knew that there was a theory of everything. He just couldn't find it. You know, he spent 30 years of his life chasing after it.
Frustrated, probably, yeah.
Right. But he asked then the next question, that let's say he did find it, then why this theory? He said when he woke up in the morning, Einstein would say, the first thing he asked himself is, if I am God, if I'm a deity, and I'm creating a universe, why this universe? Why not another universe?